I want to dedicate this reading to the three Portuguese Marias, Maria Isabel Barreno, Maria Teresa Horta, and Maria Velho da Costa, who went on trial in Portugal today for having written and published a book. The title of the book is The New Portuguese Letters, and it was written collectively by the three women. It consists of essays, poems, stories, and dialogues, which speak of women's experience and women's oppression, specifically in Portugal, but with meaning for women everywhere on the planet. The book was published on April 1st, 1972, and it was seized in May by the political police and banned. The authors were arrested on charges of being an outrage to public morals and good custom, a charge punishable by up to 2 years in prison. And they were freed on an unusually high bail and were to have faced trial last July 3rd. However, the book had been smuggled out of Portugal and taken to Paris, where an international feminist conference was taking place. And portions of it were translated and made available to those women. And what followed was the first series of international feminist demonstrations before Portuguese consulates and embassies in Paris, Rome, London, Boston, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, and also in Lisbon itself. And the action resulted in a postponement of the trial, which began today. The three Marias are all published writers, all feminists, all mothers of children. And in their book, they have written of women's isolation from each other, their loneliness, their sexual exploitation, of rape, marriage, prostitution, madness, of women's political and economic condition, of adultery, of the convent, of the denial of women's human need for fulfillment, of abortion and suicide. And this is the outrage that they have committed. I've seen passages from the book, which is now in the process of being translated by a number of hands, and they are truthful, eloquent, and unforgettable. There's no doubt in my mind that this book will be a landmark in the new literature that women are creating and in the history of our struggle to become ourselves. I don't know if any of you have already been aware of this case. If anyone here is interested in forming support groups or lending support in any way to the three Marias, I can, if you'll speak to me afterward, I can give you a couple of names and addresses of people to contact.